Government says its wage bill on emolument for public sector workers has sharply increased from about 1 billion Ghana cedis to about 4 billion Ghana cedis following implementation of the single spine salary pay policy last year. It says about 98% of all public sector workers have so far been successfully migrated onto the new pay structure. The Deputy Minister of Employment and Social Welfare, Ntribuesi Akosekyere, who disclosed this in Kumasi, noted that unless there is a considerable improvement in the productivity of workers in the sector, the single spine pay policy might not be sustainable. The Deputy Minister was addressing the opening of the 8th Quadrennial Delegates Conference of the Public Services Workers Union, PSWU. Our correspondent Nicholas Osewusu has filed this report.
The Deputy Minister of Employment and Social Welfare, Ntribuesi Akosekyere, announced that the Management and Productivity Institute has been charged to produce a guide for government to effectively measure the performance of the public service. Also, the Ministry of Employment and Social Welfare, in association with some social partners in the Tripartite Committee, will organize seminars and workshops to build the capacity of the leadership of organized labor and management of personnel in the public sector to deepen understanding of the workings of the labor law. This will help minimize illegal strikes in the country. He said government has budgeted for the construction of a labor office complex next year to house the Labor Department, Factories Inspectorate Division, and the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission. The Deputy Minister commended organized labor for their cooperation with government, even in the face of challenges in the implementation of the single spine salary structure. The Secretary General of the Ghana Trades Union Congress, Kofi Asamoah, said though the public service is a major employer and provider of business and social services, it is bedeviled with problems such as poor remuneration and unsatisfactory service delivery, which affect enterprise development. He lauded government's initiative to link public sector pay to productivity and pledged the TUC's support for the initiative. The outgoing General Secretary of the Public Services Workers Union, ATD Okine, disclosed that 22 out of the 31 affiliate institutions of the union are now on the new pay policy. He said the union has successfully negotiated for a review of the grading of 11 of those which have been migrated, while awaiting a response from the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission on a similar request for 7 other affiliate institutions, including the Ghana Broadcasting Corporation. He commended the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission for its management of the implementation of the new pay policy.
That was a report from Nicholas Osewusu in Kumasi.